Practice 5, Part 2, page 27. Access to information from spoken texts. An irresistible amphibian.
Hello. You're listening to the Science and Nature Hour on Green Radio 106.2 on your FM dial. Today, it is our pleasure to bring you Kelly Lime, a noted nature scientist and author of several books. She comes to us today to discuss her latest creature of study, an irresistible amphibian, the frog. Although frogs are very common, people know little about them. Kelly, they are cute and green, but why is it that you chose to study frogs?
Actually, I chose to study them for exactly the reason you stated. I knew they were part of the animal family called amphibians, that is, cold-blooded animals that have backbones. I found out that the frog's ancestors originally were animals that lived in the water, and, because of their survival skills, learned to live on land too. They are fascinating creatures, and I have become quite a frog fanatic. Did you know that there are over 400 species of frogs and that they live on every continent in the world except Antarctica? They can jump approximately 10 times their length. That would be like a person of average height being able to jump 17 metres.
That is amazing! How are they able to do that?
Frogs are able to jump such great distances because of the powerful, well-developed muscles in their back legs. Also, the length of their back legs gives them a spring. It is the combination of the strength and the spring that makes them such great leapers. The longest frog jump ever recorded was 10.3 metres. There is even a kids' game, Leap Frog, which is based on the frog's ability to jump.
What other interesting facts do you have to share with us about frogs, Kelly?
Well, one of the things that I have learned to love about frogs is that they are romantic. When a male frog wants to mate with a female, he actually seems to put his arms around her and give her a hug. Another very special feature is their eyes. Frogs simply have incredible eyes. The coloured part of the eye, called the iris, can be brown, green, silver, red, bronze, or even gold.
I would like to invite callers to phone up with questions for Kelly about her amiable amphibians.
Yes, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Hello, caller. Please tell us your name, where you are from, and what question you have for Kelly.
Hi, my name is Helen, and I'm from Pittsburgh. I have always wondered what the difference is between a frog and a toad. Can you tell me?
First of all, there are many kinds of frogs and toads. Some of them are very similar. The classic frog has longer back legs than a toad. That is why frogs jump while toads walk. Also, toads have bumpy, or what some call warty, dry skin, whereas frogs have smoother, wetter skin. However, as I said, this is very general, and in some of the frog or toad species, the characteristics might be confused.
Thank you, Kelly. Yes, caller. And your name is?
My name is Jake, and I'm from Newark. My son just caught a frog and brought it home as a pet. We built a pool for it in the backyard, but it doesn't seem to be eating. What should we feed it? And also, how often should we feed it? Is it okay to keep it as a pet? Really?
Well, Jake, these questions are good ones, especially the last one. If your son has found a frog, you really need to check what kind it is. If, by any chance, it is endangered, then it should be put back where it was found as soon as possible. If not, it is okay to keep it, as long as it is in an area similar to its natural environment. As for food, the easiest and most popular food is crickets. These small creatures are easy to find and frogs love them. They also eat all kinds of other bugs, and the best thing to do is experiment. Try feeding the frog different bugs, 3 or 4 at a time, 3 to 4 times a day. You need to get to know your frog's taste and personality to understand what he or she likes best. I wish you and your son lots of luck with your frog. Frogs can give hours of pleasure if you watch them and learn to interact with them. For more information, there is a website which has all kinds of frog facts. It's www.frogsforyou.com.
That ends our time for today. Keep a lookout for Kelly's newest book, which is coming out shortly and is called Anatomy of a Frog. Oh, one last thing. How does a frog feel if it breaks its leg? Very unhoppy.